This is Radio Sport, and it's on our bikes. We are at 9 minutes away from 4 o'clock. One of our listeners actually rang me up a couple of weeks ago and said, mate, what do you know about this guy on Thoris? And I said, not a great deal. What should I know? Well, he's taking himself a Kawasaki over to Bonneville Speed Week, where he's going to attempt some kind of a harebrained land speed record. World's fastest Indian all over again, John Britton, Mark II. Well, we'll see. We've got him on air for us right now to talk about his assault on one of the legendary weeks in motorsport worldwide, be it on four wheels or on two. Bonneville Speed Week is coming up close. Alan joins us now. Alan, you must be excited.
Yeah, g'day, Darcy. Yeah, no, it's all getting very exciting now. The momentum's really gaining, and word seems to be getting out there, and I'm getting a hell of a calls from people that are really supportive of it, and it's really great to hear kind of the Kiwis kind of getting them behind it. As a Kiwi, I think that, you know, I'm doing it for myself, but I'm also doing it to be proud as a proud Kiwi as well. So, yeah.
So what do you want to achieve? What are you actually going to do? The mission is?
Okay, the mission, my ultimate mission is to try and take out a world speed record. There's a number of them that can be taken out. Initially, I'm running in modified gas, which the bike is, the engine is stock. The frame has got some modifications, plus the engine has some bolt-on enhancements to it. And the idea initially is to try and take out the world speed record in that category. That's what we're going for. And then I've also got some bolt-ons in the way of nitrous oxide to make it go a little bit faster and get the old adrenaline pumping a wee bit more. But the idea is that there are some other record classes to go for as well. So I'll take it as it comes and give it my best shot.
Right, so what is the class specifically?
Okay, well the first class is MG, which is modified gas, and I'm running in the 1650cc category because the bike is actually 1352cc, and unfortunately the categories go 1350cc, and then you jump up to 1650cc, so I'm actually running in that category at the moment, so...
Right, okay, so where did the idea come from? Were you watching a movie? Did you wake up in the night and go, God damn it, I'm going to Bonneville? Why?
Well, from way back, actually, in the 70s, I'm 52 now, but way back in the 70s when I got into bikes, I remember going along, I saw a movie, it was a documentary, and it actually had a bit on Bonneville, and I thought, well, that's the ultimate place to go, and Bonneville Speed Week is considered the mecca of, mecca of speed as such, and... I always wanted to go there, and I had aspirations, and like a lot of other people, you have goals in life, and you just don't make it, and you always look back and think, it's a shame I didn't, I would love to have gone. And at the age of 50, I guess I started to look at a lot of things in my life and decided these things that I'd set goals on from some time ago, I had to do something about getting my energy and getting out there and doing it, and this is the ultimate, obviously, to achieve and do. I actually got back into a bit of drag racing in preparation for it, and had a good run at that at Champion Dragway, a few other drag trips to Lakeside and that, and had a good season, and that was a build-up to it. So, and then prior to that, I've done a bit of preparation in Hamilton as well, and we've run up to 340Ks so far an hour, which is about 212 miles an hour.
What's that like on two wheels? I've been pretty fast, it's got to be said, in all sorts of automobiles, but I don't know about that. I think the fastest I got to was about 150 mile on the back of a Buell once, which scared me stupid.
Right. Well, I tell you, it's very exhilarating, but the main thing you find is, I used to road race years ago as well, but it's a totally different experience when you're actually going in a straight line, going faster, and that sort of speed. The first thing you notice is you actually lose your peripheral vision. Your peripheral vision disappears, and you end up with this narrow little tunnel. It really affects your vision. It's quite amazing. Like some of the movies that they've had out have kind of dramatised it a wee bit, and I thought, oh yeah, it's just the movies. But I tell you what, it really happens. And especially if when you're practicing. I had a wee bit of an issue and with losing my peripheral vision in one of my practice runs where we. I'm always playing things safely and very safety conscious, and I'm believe in self-preservation, but I set up some brake points, so I knew where to brake, and about 400 metres back from the end of the strip I was working on, and I found I was getting there pretty quick, so there was another group of people who were observing about another 100 metres back, so subconsciously, on all the runs I was doing, I actually used them as my initial alert to say, hey, your brake point's coming up, get ready, brake, Well, on the last run, they moved back 10 metres, and I actually missed them, and my group of people came up as the first blur, and next thing I was locked up at the end of the strip, still doing over 100 mile an hour and disappeared off the end. I didn't drop it, but I tell you what, it was one hell of a ride.
Now, this is a bike called Black Thunder. What experience have you had with Black Thunder on a salt flat? Because is that very different from tarmac, tar seal, whatever else?
The salt flat, I've never had the experience of riding on salt, so that in itself will be a challenge. With the bike, the main thing will be a loss of traction. You lose quite a bit of traction initially on the salt. So whereas on the strip you can push it hard and accelerate very, very rapidly to achieve the speed you want, you've got to wind up a lot slower on the salt because I've been advised that you can be up to like a 10% loss of traction on the salt. And what I've had explained to me by a number of people who've been there before with cars from New Zealand, that some of them explain it like a sheet of ice with a little bit of sand on it, so it's... You've got to be careful of the acceleration and wind up slowly. And the other thing too is when you've done your run, you don't grab a handful of brakes. Otherwise, it could be exciting as well.
It's going to be great for New Zealand. There's 500 plus entries there. And I see looking through the entry list, there's 15 Canadians, 3 Poms and 1 little old Kiwi. The rest of them all Americans.
That's it. So it's going to be quite a challenge because, with the Kiwi philosophy and that, it was a can-do attitude and... I've got a few tools to take over. There's a guy, Neil, from Hamilton Motorcycle Centre. He's coming over to support me. He's very good on, there's a computer set up for the fuel system. But generally, we're up against all the technology and the sponsors and the funding that all these other guys have over in the States. So it'll be very much a Kiwi can-do attitude. From years ago, I had this... philosophy when I started riding bikes and aircraft engineering and that, and it was an old Confucius saying say that he who says it can't be done is likely to be interrupted by somebody else already halfway through doing it. And I thought that's a good Kiwi attitude.
Kiwi attitude from a famous man from China, go figure. Yep. Now, we're just about running out of time, mate, something you know all about.
Yep.
One last thing, if people do want to follow your progress, and I'll try and keep tabs over here, is there a website or anything at all?
Yeah, we have got a website up. It's www.blackthunder.co.nz. And if you want to know about Black Thunder, just quickly, the black comes from the black bike being black and black being a good colour for New Zealand. The thunder comes from the roar of the thunder of the bike, and also my name, Truesson, is a son of Thor, is in Scandinavian, so Thor being the god of thunder, so it all matches well.
That's fantastic. You make sure you take the biggest bloody hammer you got when you go over there as well,
my
friend.
We'll do that. We'll give it our best.
Good on you, Alan. Hey, thanks very much for your time. This is Radio Sport. Time for us to roll now.